Darker Projects Audio Works presents Quantum Leap, Devil's Due.
Oh dear, so sorry. No doubt you were expecting someone else. Ah, time travelers. There are more of us out here than you might at first believe. I could tell you some stories. Like there is this one fellow who goes about in a time machine that looks like a phone booth. Or is that a police box? It's hard to remember at times. But this isn't about him. No, the reason I have come to you today is to talk about one Sam Beckett. You know the basic spiel.
Theorizing that one could time travel within his own lifetime, Dr. Sam Beckett led an elite group of scientists into the desert to develop a top-secret project known as Quantum Leap. Pressured to prove his theories or lose funding, Dr. Beckett prematurely stepped into the project accelerator and vanished.
Yes, 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 thank you very much. If we've heard that once, we've heard it 1,000 times. To be honest, when old Sammy Boy first leaped into the winds of time and space, it meant nothing to me. After all, he was nothing. Little more than a flea on the back of a dog, an annoyance at best. But that changed over time, once he started putting right everything I made wrong. Oh dear, I have been rude, haven't I? Allow me to make introductions. Pleased to meet you. Hope you guess my name. Sorry, bad joke. But no doubt you've heard of me before. I am the devil. Or maybe you know me better as Satan, or Lucifer, or the Morning Star, or Fallen One. To be honest, I have so many names these days it is hard to keep track of. Let's make it easy. You can call me Mr. Logan. Now where was I? Oh yes, Sam Beckett was going about putting right what once went wrong. How infuriating! How dare this little insignificant being go about mucking up everything I was working on? I mean, I have spent centuries messing up countless lives, and now Sam Beckett comes leaping in to save everyone's day. Plus, he's not alone. Contact with his own time is maintained with Rear Admiral Albert Calavici. He's better known as Al to you folks. I have to admit, I rather like Al, a womanizer of the First Order. I've lost count of how many times he's been married, all the infidelities he's committed while trying to fill the void left by his one true love, Beth. Al is a soul in torment, though he masks it well. You'd never know the broken heart that beats within his chest.
I want you to wait for me, Beth. Don't give up, honey. Because I'm alive out there. And I'm only alive because of our love. And someday, oh Beth, someday I'm going to come back to you.
Puts a lump in my throat every time I hear that.
Ah, but who am I kidding? I could not care less. But I am the devil, what can you expect? Al would have been quite the catch for me had he stayed on the path he was on. Only Sam put it all to rights, didn't he? Thanks to Sam, Al never lost his true love to another man. Beth never remarried, and now she and Al have 4 daughters. Oh well, you win some, you lose some. And that's just my point when you really look at the whole picture. I'm losing a lot, thanks to Sam Beckett. Every time he leaps into someone's life and puts everything back on track, bang, I lose another soul. Who gave this interfering busybody the right to go bungling around in time, putting right what I made wrong? Indeed, there was a time I put this very question to him, and I remember the response he gave me.
Home. I'd like to go home.
Trying to get home. That's all he's ever been trying to do. It was never Sam's desire to go gallivanting in time and space, helping all these little lives. He just wants to go back home once and for all. But he can't, you see. Sam has no control over where he leaps, no idea where he is going to go next or what he is going to be expected to do. Only that he is going to be expected to put something to rights, just so that he can leap once again. All in the vain hope that one time he'll leap home. But that's never going to come. Dr. Sam Beckett will never return home. It won't let him. It has been wanting someone like Sam to come along for a very long time now, and now that it has him, it will never let him free. And people call me evil. Oh, yes. I manipulate people to do my work for me, but I can honestly say I have never held someone against their will and made them do my bidding across the gulf of time. Well, maybe that's not entirely correct. It's been said for every good there must be an evil, a yin for a yang, so to speak. Because the noble Dr. Beckett is out there putting things to right, something has to be out there putting them to wrong. As I said before, there are other people who are traveling about in time and space. You've seen them before. You call them the Evil Leapers. Evil Leapers. That's such a lame title, don't you think? Why not call themselves Time Destroyers or Chaos Bringers? Something that really brings a chill to the blood. But no, we're stuck calling them the Evil Leapers. Just what is evil, anyways? Who defines evil? To me, Sam is evil. He goes about destroying my good. And the Evil Leapers going about causing a lot of it. Oh, I could tell you all about them, fill in the little gaps about who and what they are, how Lothus came about, what his plans really are, what happened to Aelia after she leapt away. Did she really get free from Lothos, as Al said, or has something worse now befallen her? And what about that other Evil Leaper, Zoe? My dear, sweet Zoe. Did she recover from her gunshot wound? Or did she die? Could she be out there right now, putting wrong what others have made right? I could tell you this, but I am not going to. Not really my place, you see. But I will say this. If you accidentally leap back into the late 1940s, it is a good idea not to leave your hand link behind. And if you accidentally get pumped up with a truth drug in the 1960s, you should not spout out about time travel to government agents. These things can have terrible consequences on the web of time that someone might be able to take advantage of. Someone like me, or Lothos. Sam has not seen the last of Lothos and his friends, but enough about them. That's not why I'm here after all. I have watched Sam's little adventures for some time now. I've often thought about leaping to wherever he is and simply killing him. It would be easy enough. Leap in with a handgun, bang, 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 end of problem. But I can't. Believe it or not, there are rules to this sort of thing. I cannot take direct action in the affairs of Sam Beckett. The one time I did, it cost me dearly, and even if Sam remembers it, it is nothing but a lucid dream to him. But I don't really want to kill Sam anymore. If anything, I'd rather turn him so he works for me. Impossible, you might say. How preposterous! Sam is far too good to work for the likes of me. Perhaps. But you see, leaping about all of time and space can wear a person down over the years. It can play havoc with a person's sanity. Always seeing someone else's face in the mirror. Always having to put right what someone else has done wrong. Never going home to one's loved ones. In time, it can drive a person to the depths of madness. So you see, it's not really necessary for me to do anything against Sam, or even stop him from helping others. In the future, Dr. Beckett will be mine. It is inevitable. That will never happen, that's what you're thinking, right? Perhaps I should tell you the story about the time when Sam ran into a future version of himself. A mad and twisted version of the man you know now. A Sam Beckett that was going about destroying every life he touched. But that is a story for another time, I think. It's time I was off.
places to go, people to do, lives to destroy. I'll be seeing you soon enough.
I've been around.